You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome back to the Vegans Explore podcast. Today, we're talking about the connection between yoga and veganism and why these two practices so often find their way into the same conversation, the same communities, and sometimes the same personal journey. At first glance, yoga might seem like a physical practice. Stretching, breathing, movement, flexibility. Veganism might appear to be about food choices, what we eat, what we avoid, what's on our plate. But when you zoom out, both yoga and veganism are rooted in something much deeper. They're about awareness. They're about intention. They're about how our daily choices affect not just ourselves, but the world around us. Let's start with yoga. Yoga is not just a workout. Traditionally, yoga is a complete system for living. It includes physical posture, yes, but it also includes breathwork, meditation, ethical principles, and self-study. One of the core ideas in yoga philosophy is ahimsa, which means non-harm. Ahimsa is about minimizing harm in thought, word, and action. It's about recognizing that our choices ripple outward. The way we treat our bodies, the way we treat other people, the way we treat animals, the way we treat the planet. This principle shows up clearly in the Yoga Sutras attributed to Patanjali, where yoga is described as a path towards reducing suffering, not creating more of it. When people begin practicing yoga regularly, something interesting often happens. They start listening more closely to their bodies. They become more aware of how food makes them feel. They become more sensitive to stress, inflammation, and energy levels. And that awareness naturally leads to questions. Why do certain foods feel heavy? Why does my body recover faster when I eat lighter meals? Why do I feel more aligned when my choices match my values? For many people, that curiosity opens the door to plant-based eating. Now let's talk about veganism. Veganism is often framed as a diet, but at its core, it's a philosophy of reducing harm. It's a commitment to living in a way that respects animals, human health, and the environment. That lines up directly with ahimsa. When you choose plant-based foods, you're reducing your participation in systems that rely on animal suffering. You're lowering your environmental footprint. You're often improving markers of health like digestion, inflammation, and cardiovascular function. But beyond the science, veganism invites mindfulness. You start reading labels. You start asking questions. You start paying attention to where things come from. That kind of awareness mirrors what yoga asks of us on the mat. Notice your breath. Notice your posture. Notice your reactions. Both practices slow you down just enough to make conscious choices instead of automatic ones. There's also a strong connection between yoga, veganism, and mental clarity. Yoga encourages a calm, steady mind. Plant-based diets, especially whole food plant-based approaches, are associated with improved gut health, which is closely linked to mood and cognitive functions. When your body feels lighter and your digestion is supported, meditation often feels easier. Focus improves, energy becomes more stable throughout the day. That's why many yoga teachers recommend plant-forward or fully vegan diets, not as a rule, but as a support system for the practice. Another shared value is discipline without punishment. Neither yoga nor veganism is about perfection. They're about progress and presence. You don't need to be the most flexible person in the room to practice yoga. You don't need to be a lifelong vegan to move towards compassionate eating. Both practices invite you to meet yourself where you are while gently encouraging growth. And that's important, especially in today's world where everything feels fast, loud, and overwhelming. Yoga asks you to pause. Veganism asks you to consider. Together, they create a framework for living more intentionally. There's also a community aspect worth mentioning. Yoga studios and vegan spaces often become hubs for people who care deeply about wellness, justice, and sustainability. These communities support conversations about mental health, environmental responsibility, and ethical living. They're spaces where people can explore who they want to be, not just what they want to consume. At Vegans Explore, we see this overlap all the time. Yoga instructors who are vegan, vegan events that include yoga sessions, people who came for the food and stayed for the philosophy. And that makes sense. Because when you strip it down, both yoga and veganism ask the same fundamental question. How can I live in a way that causes less harm and more alignment? You don't have to practice yoga to be vegan. You don't have to be vegan to practice yoga. But for many people, once the door opens, the other doesn't feel far behind. But for many people, once one door opens, the other doesn't feel far behind. If you're curious about either path, start small. Try a yoga class focused on breath and mindfulness. Experiment with plant-based meals that leave you feeling energized, not restricted. Let curiosity guide you, not pressure. Because the real connection between yoga and veganism isn't about rules. It's about awareness, it's about compassion, and it's about choosing a life that feels aligned from the inside out. Thanks for listening. And for more conversations like this and to connect with the global vegan community, visit vegansexplore.com. I'm Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore. And as always, this is a daily podcast, so we'll see you tomorrow.